As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases, and you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge, so you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
All right. We have made it to Super Bowl week. And the NBA has curb-stomped some of the conversation. That's how we welcome you to this edition of Overreaction Monday here on the Rich Eisen Podcast Network. However you get your podcasts, we appreciate whether you're watching us on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show, or getting us wherever you get your podcasts. Rich Eisen, Chris Brockman,
hey, Rich.
Good to see you.
What's
over
up,
there,
man?
Christopher.
What a weekend.
Yeah. Whew. I know.
I'm glad I was awake for the Saturday night chaos in the NBA, because normally, like, you know, 9:30, 10 o'clock, I'm kind of getting in bed. And then all of a sudden it's like, whoa, okay.
Boom.
Here we go.
TJ texted the group, which, by the way, is a monster development to begin with. Almost as big as the trade.
Right. That's a weekend victory.
He texted from Royal Rumble, where, by the way, if you're taking in this podcast, No Contest Wrestling was at Royal Rumble in Indianapolis over the weekend.
What a show. That was awesome.
My goodness. What a weekend indeed. So lots to react to or overreact to. Hit it.
That was crap. That was garbage. This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday.
All right, Christopher, you've got the floor.
Hey,
I'm interested,
Rich,
to see what you want to lead with right here.
We're going to lead with Super Bowl.
Okay.
Obviously, it's Super Bowl week. A lot of people in our industry are in New Orleans, making their way to New Orleans.
And then on after Tuesday's
flagship show,
we're all hopping a flight. We're going to emanate from Super Bowl experience for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Super site. It's going to be great. For me, Super Sunday, Rich, it's all about 26. He's been the story of the NFL season for me. I think he should be the MVP. And I think Saquon Barkley is going to tie or break multiple Super Bowl records on Sunday.
Now, you're saying, are you saying the big one, the Timmy Smith one? Are you saying over 200 yards rushing? Is that what you're saying? Because it seems like you're walking up to the edge here and you don't want to step over it. So what are you saying? What are the records that you think he is setting?
I'm saying Timmy Smith is in play, 205. I'm saying fast Willie Parker, 75-yard touchdown run in play. I'm saying 3+ touchdowns in play. All of it's in play for Saquon Barkley. This has been his season. I think when we look back on this year, he is what we are going to remember most about the 2024 season. And I think he's going to have a huge day.
I don't think that's an overreaction. Although Kansas City, as we discussed last week on the flagship show, has faced four.
They've been great against the
top
run.
10
right.
rushers this year. And Derrick Henry in week one, all the way through to that scare in Carolina. Chuba Hubbard had the best day out of all of them.
Yep.
You know, and so they did, you know, the Chiefs keep Chuba Hubbard less than 60 yards. He flirted with 60 yards, which was the most anybody's gotten. But this guy is number one coming in and has shown nothing but big playability in nothing but the big moments of the season, whether it is week one in Brazil or it was in Baltimore after rushing for over 200 yards and accounting for 300 yards.
Yep.
Here in Los Angeles on a Sunday night. He then goes to the bank and breaks it. So I don't think it's an overreaction to say that he has set himself up for a massive finale in front of the biggest audience American sports can offer. So I don't think this is an overreaction. I don't think, you know, this is a statement that say that he will do it. But
and look, one of the we've talked about it. The Chiefs defense has been awesome this year, but the Eagles roster is so loaded with playmakers on offense. You're going to play man against A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Dallas Goedert really heating up. I just think it's his time.
It very well could be. I guess it all depends on how the refs want to massage it. So,
those are your words.
No, those are Bill Burr's words.
Oh, that's true, too.
That you wholeheartedly agree with.
I don't think that's an accurate statement.
Okay, very good.
I can't wait for the Chiefs haters.
By the way, he was blowing up my cell phone all weekend long to say the NBA is massaging things now in favor of the Lakers because things are too boring.
I would believe the NBA is more massaging than the NFL. I don't think the NFL is massaging at all, but the NBA, I would think, yes, it's possible. It's very possible.
How do we get onto that subject?
You brought up massaging.
Good.
Look, we're going to talk NBA at the end.
Okay.
All right. How about this one? The Super Bowl hangover, I think, is real. We saw it with the 49ers this year, whether you want to attribute injuries to hangovers.
The Eagles the year previous.
And the Eagles the year previous. The loser on Super Sunday is going to miss the playoffs next season.
That's crazy talk, man.
That's just the way it goes.
That's crazy talk.
The Patriots are the only loser to go the next year and win it. It's just a thing. You lose the Super Bowl, it takes a lot out of you.
I agree.
Playing in the playoffs and getting this far and the emotional energy that's spent, it's a real thing.
I see what you're saying. I don't think when McCaffrey dominated overtime only to have Chris Jones blow up the third down play inside the red zone, forcing the Niners, who surprised everybody by taking the football first in overtime and then settling for a field goal. I don't think anybody there thought after the Chiefs inevitably scored the touchdown to win it all.
Oh, and they settled for a field goal last year. You
right.
knew the Chiefs were
but
winning.
But nobody would have sat there and thought, well, there goes the Niners season next year because McCaffrey's going to have not one but two Achilles tendonitis injuries to deal with.
We're just assuming McCaffrey was going to be good this year, whether he was healthy or not. I mean, look, you spend all the offseason, that's a long 6 months,
no, I get it,
thinking about all the what ifs, especially when you come as close as San Francisco did last year.
But the Eagles hangover dealt with two new coordinators up to speed.
Remember, Jason Kelsey told us they were 10-1 and they were the most miserable team on the planet because they lost the Super Bowl the year before.
I'm just going to push back on it and say these teams are too damn talented. Now, if the Chiefs lose the game and then Kelsey, because he does, in fact, retire, because that's going to be I hope Travis Kelsey gets ready for that all week. That's going to be all the questions he gets.
Either
one about his future and the other will be his future as a bachelor. You know what I mean? Those are going to be the two questions he has asked of him all week long.
Is that the number two storyline after the three-peat?
Well, I've got a top five storylines of the Super Bowl week coming up on the Monday flagship show.
Of course you do.
So that's what's coming up.
Attaboy.
Yeah, thanks, pal. But this is an overreaction, bud.
I figured you'd say that, but I wanted to get it out there anyway.
Okay.
Are you looking for a voice that truly represents your values? AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, was created to champion the needs of Americans who believe in faith, family, and freedom. Members gain access to incredible member benefits and discounts, including the award-winning AMAC magazine. From exclusive discounts on travel, insurance, everyday services, to a strong voice in Washington, the Association of Mature American Citizens is here to make a difference in your life and in our nation. Anybody at any age can join. And you'll belong to a community that stands for timeless American values. In honor of President Trump's first 100 days in office, AMAC is offering an incredible deal. Incredible. Enroll in a 5-year AMAC membership for 47% off. Normally it's $60. Join today. It's $32. That's $7 a year. Visit amac.us/mark. That's amac.us/mark. Join today. Take advantage of this special offer. That's amac.us/mark. Join AMAC and become part of a movement that stands for you, your family, and your future.
As a business owner, you're always going that extra mile to pursue your passions. So you deserve partners who can help you go further with premium benefits and rewards. The American Express Business Platinum Card offers world-class business and travel benefits so you can get more for your business wherever it takes you. With the Amex Business Platinum Card, you can earn 1.5 times membership rewards points on select business purchases. And you can get complimentary access to more than 1,400 airport lounges worldwide, including the Centurion Lounge. So you can keep running your business while you're on the go. See how the Amex Business Platinum Card gives business owners like you the tools and rewards to do more of what you love. Terms and points cap apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/Amex Business.
How about this one? We talked to Andy Reid on last Friday.
Yes, we did.
We talked to Big Red. Win or lose, Andy Reid's on the Mount Rushmore of NFL coaches with Belichick, Lombardi, Bill Walsh.
You're forgetting Don Shula there. Now,
Andy Reid already has more Super Bowls
than Don Shula. The fact that he's on the Mount Rushmore is not an argument. Now, I know that means I need to figure out who else is on
it. Oh, so you're taking Bill Walsh off.
Yeah, I guess I am.
Oh, wow.
I guess I am.
Father of the modern NFL offense.
I get it. I understand it.
Wow.
And I know what I'm saying. But, dude, Don Shula has more wins than any other human being on the planet.
Don Shula has less Super Bowl wins than all those guys.
Okay. But the first part of it is not an overreaction. Andy Reid's there, man. It's unbelievable, too. The fact that...
It's great.
Dude, I'm telling
you. He's the man.
When NFL Network first came on the air, and we watched, you know, I think that was the FedEx playoff, 4th and 26.
4th and 26.
Yeah. And the Eagles then made it all the way to the NFC Championship game, only to lose to Jake Delhomme and the Carolina Panthers, was just the latest moment of the Eagles hitting their ceiling. If there was an overreaction Monday, then
I would have had Andy Reid fired.
You
like,
would have
so fast,
or that the Eagles have hit their ceiling right with Andy Reid.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then you would have had that as a statement the next year,
right when they did it again,
when they lost in the Super Bowl,
right,
to New England. And the conversation was all about Andy Reid just spitting the bit at the 2-minute mark of every close game. Clock management, mm-hmm, didn't know when to call timeouts, mm-hmm, didn't have the proper plays in the shoot, didn't have the gumption for Philadelphia. He was too nice a guy. You know, all of that when he was in Philadelphia. And then he winds up getting replaced by the new offensive coordinator of the Las Vegas Raiders, which, by the way, was a very good hire in Chip Kelly.
Agree with that.
And then the front office gets blown up, and he winds up going to Kansas City and is, in my estimation, the personification of a roadmap that's placed in front of Mike Tomlin to say, do you want to find your next spot out of the state of Pennsylvania to continue on your path? Because take a look at this guy. Now, we do have Clark Hunt on Monday's flagship show as well. I want to talk with him about the courtship of Andy Reid, and obviously connecting him with Alex Smith was a smart move, and then drafting Mahomes changes the entire dynamic of
this.
Remember,
that was fast. Andy Reid didn't sit out. He was let go from Philadelphia, and I think it was very shortly thereafter scooped up by Kansas City.
The quintessential... being five minutes unemployed,
right. Yeah.
Which is what Tomlin would be. But this is not a Tomlin question. This is an Andy Reid question. He is 100% when he takes the field on Sunday, officially in my mind, on the Mount Rushmore. Well, he'll be in his sixth Super Bowl. He will also be coaching his 45th playoff game, which is one more than Belichick now. Ooh. For most all time. And he's just only going to add to it. Over and over and over
so
again.
So you go...
He will be the only member of the 50 playoff coached...
Oh, yeah,
for 50
for sure.
Playoff games coached
he'll
club.
Probably get to 60.
I don't know if there'll ever be another one that gets that.
So you're going Belichick, Lombardi, Reid, Shula.
I kind of think, yeah, I will do that.
Interesting. Interesting.
You know, and then make way for Aaron Glenn one day, you know.
and Mike Vrabel.
Look at us having hope for the future.
Rich, all we have is hope, my man. Okay, Rich, let's move on. That's enough about the game. Let's hit some topics here in the NFL. Right before we started recording,
that's right.
You didn't see this from Cleveland, Ohio. Myles Garrett requesting a trade from the Browns.
How about this line? While I've loved calling this city my home, my desire to win and compete on the biggest stages won't allow me to be complacent. The goal was never to go from Cleveland to Canton. It's always been to compete for and win a Super Bowl. And so then he puts one more bold line. It says it's in bold. With that in mind, I've requested to be traded from the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. Miles
Garrett. I don't know, man. This isn't the NBA. So
star players get their wish. Usually, no matter the sport.
I get it, but I don't know. It's the starting price for him is at least two ones, right?
And a team will gladly give that
you
up.
You think so, do
yeah,
you?
Yeah, edge rusher in his prime. Guy's going to the Hall of Fame. Reigning defensive player of the year. Case to win it this year.
In his prime, the Grim Reaper. Rich, it's at least two ones.
At least two, at least two ones. Probably four picks, probably overall, I'm guessing. Maybe a player. Rich, here's the overreaction. Miles Garrett will win a Super Bowl before anyone in the AFC North.
You don't even have his destination
Doesn't
yet.
Matter. We know that he's going to a team that can contend and win a Super Bowl.
Let me ask you this question. He goes to Denver.
Oh, baby. Let's
don't
go.
Win a Super Bowl before
Let's
anyone
go.
In the AFC North. Before Burrow, before...
Those
it's
guys
still
can't,
quarterback
be, those guys can't
league.
Beat Patrick Mahomes.
Hold on.
And Bo Nix just this proved is, he's
this
a top...
Is, this is great.
Top half of the league player.
By the way, outstanding job, because this we're how many minutes into this pod? About 15 minutes into this pod. You learned this news 20 minutes ago.
Right.
That's how fresh this is.
Yes.
And you came up with this. I said, you said to me, I got to put something in. I don't know what. And I said, just go into your inner hot take it and
yes.
come up with something. And this is outstanding.
This is what
you're
we came
really
up
good
with.
At this, dude.
Thanks, Rich Eisen.
You know,
appreciate that.
So I'm going to flip it.
What do you mean?
I'm going to flip it.
You're reacting
to you. Well, no, I'm reacting to you to see
okay.
to come up with it. I'm phoning a friend.
Okay.
Okay. And you're
all
my
right.
friend.
I'm the friend.
And so that's why I said he goes to Denver.
Yeah.
You think Denver with Bo Nix?
Yes.
Will win a Super Bowl before Burrow and Lamar Jackson or anybody, right?
Well, Lamar Jackson, you know, can't, just is less than in the playoffs.
Okay.
I think we can all agree with
this?
That.
How about this? Let's say the Chargers get him. Justin Herbert. Does he give Justin Herbert a Super Bowl?
Are they
you love slagging on Herbert. You don't, you like him.
I do really like him.
But you like slagging on him more than him.
That's fun too. Do they get a receiver in free agency in the draft?
No.
What do you mean?
We're boxing it in. Miles Garrett will win a Super Bowl before any AFC North team. Now you're saying, what help does he get?
The Chargers' biggest need is offensive weapons, right? So I assume they're going to do that.
Does
if they also get Miles Garrett?
Who?
The Chargers?
Yes.
So they get the help on
I don't know
offense.
How they get it. I don't know how they get it. Well, of course,
Miles Garrett.
You just said it's a Miles Garrett game. I'm now flipping it on you.
Okay.
And interesting how you're trying to widen the net.
Well, I mean,
do you think
teams
if the Chargers
needs.
Get him, how about this one? Let's say all of a sudden, Jerry Jones says, I need me. See?
Well, we know that Jerry Jones isn't going to do this.
How do you mean?
What, are they just going to trade Micah Parsons for Miles Garrett, or they add?
Does it matter? You're just saying he goes. He goes somewhere.
I'm saying wherever he goes, he's definitely winning before the North.
What if the Texans get him?
Cleveland
what
is not.
What if the Texans get him?
Now we're talking. That's fun.
You think the Texans win a Super Bowl? They'll make their first ever Super Bowl and win
back,
it.
They bring
That's
back Steph Diggs. Tank Dell is healthy. Suddenly they shore up the offensive line a little bit. Now you got Danielle Hunter and Miles Garrett and Will Anderson.
What if the Dolphins get him?
Well, then no chance.
See, that's why I'm saying this is an overreaction.
Oh, but you're giving
he makes
me the
them better.
You're giving me the field against two teams. Because we know Pittsburgh is just going to lose in the first round.
Dude,
Cleveland isn't even going to make the playoffs.
This guy.
Lamar Jackson is less than in the playoffs. You're really going against one team. It's literally just Joe Burrow, but he might lose both his wide receivers.
This is my point to you. I need to see where he goes first. How much they have to cough up because those assets they need to actually supplement unless he's the last piece.
What if he goes to the Bills?
Man, now you're talking. Now you're talking.
What about the Commanders?
Yeah.
What if Howie's on the phone right now?
Miles Garrett. I guess technically he now does go to an SEC school, so that makes him eligible. You know?
It's fun.
He can turn a team into a Super Bowl champion prior to an AFC North team. Yes. Because guess what?
It's fun to think about.
I like the fact that you said any AFC North team, because the price that we said, at least two ones, doubles for any team within the AFC North to actually go get them. Like Browns would send Browns are going to send them to another conference anyway.
I would imagine it'd be an NFC
team.
They'll
send them the NFC team. But Commanders, that's an interesting choice, pal.
Commanders should be on the phone.
Lions.
Immediately.
Lions.
Ooh, him and Hutch, look out.
Lions. Not a bad one. Not a bad one. Certainly if your ones are going to be in the 30s, right?
Right.
Deep 20s.
Right.
Low 30. Good one, Chris.
Miles
See,
Garrett.
Look at you coming up with this off the top of your head.
It's fun.
What else
you
got?
Here's a couple more. Okay. How about this one? We're going to be talking a lot about free agency quarterbacks, destinations. A team would be better off signing Russell Wilson than Sam Darnold in free agency.
Did you watch the Pro Bowl games? Is that why you're saying this?
I watched a little bit of the Pro Bowl games.
Dude, my 13-year-old Coop comes into my office, okay, because I'm getting ready for a whole bunch of stuff. Taylor's also not feeling her best over the weekend.
Something going around.
So I'm not watching the Pro Bowl games because I'm watching like one of the Mandalorians with her or something. So he comes in. He goes, Dad, Russell Wilson looks really good today.
It's flag football.
He also said he threw a duck to Brock Bowers. I'm like, does he not look good? He goes, no, actually looks really good today. He then says Sam Darnold threw a couple interceptions. So is this an overreaction to the Pro Bowl football game?
I also think it's a price thing. You're going to be able to get Russ for half the price probably. And you're going to get, I'm guessing, about the same production. And you're going to get a proven leader and Super Bowl champion. And I think that Darnold might have been a one-off this
year. How come the Darnold final 2 weeks trumps the final 6 weeks for Russ in your mind? How come the first 16 weeks of the NFL regular season for Sam Darnold gets wiped out by the final two and the final...
And the Pro Bowl games.
And the Pro... Okay, thank you. And the final 5-6 weeks... of a once upon a time 10-3 team taken from 4-2 to 10-3 by a guy who got hurt in training camp. See, I'm trying to put the least possible rosy spin on it.
In Sam Darnold's career, I've seen him literally play like 10 good games.
But you've seen Russ's last
Russ play about 70 good games. And give him an offensive head coach and let's see what he could do.
Well, he'll definitely be less expensive. Notice I didn't say cheaper.
Definitely going to be less expensive.
I don't think this is an overreaction. I also don't think Sam's walking.
I think he's staying in Minnesota.
We got J.J. McCarthy on tomorrow's show, on Tuesday's show. And I don't think, there's going to be much that he's going to be able to add to the conversation right now.
Right.
But I do believe the Vikings, and if I'm him, I'm trying to stay. I'm trying to stay in Minnesota, and I'm trying to be the starter for as long as I can in Minnesota.
But just so he can get Kirk Cousins?
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know.
They didn't draft McCarthy to sit him.
So you're going to want to go where? I mean, any of the other spots that are looking for quarterback? You're definitely not going back to the Jets.
No, I think Raiders would be a fun spot. Okay.
I don't think it's an overreaction.
Okay.
You're not too far off here, so. I got a riddle for you. What do yoga mats, a toothbrush, and a Hyundai have in common? I'll give you a moment. Time's up. If you guess they're all fun, well-designed, and super useful, you guessed wrong. The answer is you can order all those things on Amazon. That's right. You can now buy a Hyundai on Amazon, the same place where you order yoga mats, a toothbrush, and pretty much everything else. All from the comfort of your home. And the best part, you won't even have to break down a car-sized Amazon box after, because you'll pick up your Hyundai at the dealer. I mean, picture this. You're in your PJs, snugged in on your couch. You pull up Amazon on your phone and start the process right there. Just locate a nearby dealer, pick your color, your options, check the price, and with a few dotting of some I's and crossing of some T's, voila! Your Hyundai is ready for pickup. It's that easy. Just remember to put some real clothes on before you head over, will you? Hyundai, now available on Amazon. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Limited availability only through participating Hyundai dealers in select markets.
This is a message from sponsor Intuit TurboTax. Now, taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you're a first-time filer or didn't file with TurboTax last year. That's right. Just do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. Had a few jobs last year? It's free. Have a lot of forms? Yep, still free. Have a bunch of new invisible crypto coins? Heads up, it's still free. Convinced you saw Bigfoot, even if your friends don't believe you? That has absolutely nothing to do with taxes, but you better believe it's still absolutely free. Just download and do your own taxes in the TurboTax app by February 18th. All tax forms, all 100% free. Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in-app by February 18th.
And Rich, speaking of the Raiders, they're going to be back in the playoffs next year. Pete Carroll, Chip Kelly now running the offense. They could get Russ in free agency. I know he said he's focused on the Steelers, man. But get Russ now. And Tom Brady, the vibes are back. Raiders are fun. Jay Felly, Raiders, let's go.
Oh, my gosh.
Marshawn Lynch is going to be there.
So who's out? Who's out? Who's out?
Playoffs?
Yeah.
Chargers are out.
Why do you say that?
Well, they shouldn't have been in. You see what they did in the game against the Texans? I mean, come on.
The Pete Carroll hiring. I love that they kept...
I'm kind of liking Pete.
They kept the DC as the DC. You know, Max Crosby's probably going to be happy about that, I imagine. I shouldn't speak for him. Christian Wilkins will be back healthy. Brock Bowers. Let's find out who the quarterback
Steelers
is.
Steelers are probably out.
I like too, Chip probably. Kelly as the hire. You know, by the way, next level Michigan man material out of Tom Brady. Helps his own cause, takes one away from Ohio State. he worsens Ohio State and strengthens his own hand.
Chip had a really good year.
It was outstanding Michigan Manning work right there, man.
To get himself back in the league.
Chip's back in the league as the OC in Vegas for Pete Carroll. You know, maybe he's also sitting there that he could be the coach in waiting once upon it when Pete does maybe hand the reins off. He's part of this whole situation. Maybe Chip gets back in lines and HC in the NFL again. You never know.
I bet they're going to end up trading up in the draft.
Who wants to live in Columbus anyway? Guys. You know?
Oh, sorry to interrupt your Ohio State slacking.
How dare you?
That's my bad.
I'm not done with it.
Sorry.
So I don't, but come on, man. I mean, I unless the kid that they draft sixth overall has a Jaden Daniels type experience where you can go from second overall on the clock to the sixth seed
or they move
into the final four of a conference. I mean, I need to see who the quarterback is. This is a tall order, man, but the
if it's Shador from week one or Cam Ward week one, then what?
And I need to see how he's playing. I mean, there's a lot of questions, but I do like a lot of the moves the Raiders have made over the last 10 days.
I
that
do
is
too.
For sure.
I do too.
I'm high on it and I appreciate the notion, but I'll have to say it's an overreaction.
I like talking Raiders. The league's better when the Raiders are good.
I agree.
Rich, I know you didn't watch any of it. Coop was locked in. Me and Cage were watching some of it. Every sport should just ditch their All-Star game and do a version of the Pro Bowl.
Yeah,
games.
Yeah. I'm with you.
All-Star games are done. Like, it's done. This generation of athletes has killed All-Star games.
Including baseball?
Yeah, it used to be competitive. Pete Rose used to run guys over, and like Michael Jordan would take it seriously. Yeah, and who was Sean Taylor was blowing up punters during the Pro Bowl. Like, it used to matter.
Let me tell you, man, my 13-year-old loved the Pro Bowl games. Loved it. He was locked in from start to finish. He loved seeing the guys having fun and mic'd up and doing stupid stuff and playing tug of war and, you know, seeing these guys in a much more relaxed environment. Because if you're going to play, you know, half speed, you might as well take the pads off and put flags on.
Right.
And the NFL did it, and I think it's a smart move. And
the players seem to really enjoy it, and that's all that matters.
I think what the NBA is going to do in another couple of weeks, I think, is going to be a total
It's going to be a sham. We're going to come in here the next Monday.
Sham Sharania? What type
you
of
thought,
sham?
You thought Shams got hacked, didn't you? Because I did.
I did, too. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that in a second, I imagine. Not bad. Baseball, just give it one more try. One more try.
But wouldn't you rather
before
see...
Before like a bunt contest or
guys like, who can run to second the fastest? Like, don't you want to see Ellie De La Cruz run around the bases in 12 seconds?
Yes, not bad. But the first thing Major League Baseball should do is put their friggin' regular uniforms back on the players.
I think they are doing that. I think that's been
great
decided.
Move. Instead of these nonsense looking like, you know, you shouldn't dress up your All-Stars like the Savannah Bananas. You know what I mean?
As much as I honestly enjoy the Savannah Bananas.
By the way, they're delightful.
They're delightful.
But they're the Savannah Bananas.
Right.
You know, like,
not serious
let's
baseball.
Not, it's not, right?
Right.
So put your All-Stars in their uniforms and make it look like a collection of All-Stars from the regular teams all playing collectively. My son and my daughter are not going to say, Dad, please buy me that new National League jersey I saw everyone wear like they look like the Savannah Bananas.
It's terrible. It's terrible. All right, Rich, let's get to it. NBA over the weekend, two monster trades. The stunner Saturday night, Luka going from Dallas to the Lakers for Anthony Davis. And of course, Danny Ainge, that psychopath was involved as the third team in. And then on Sunday, De'Aaron Fox goes to San Antonio to team up with Wemby. Rich, the Spurs are going to win an NBA championship before the Lakers.
I don't know, man. Those Spurs with Wemby and De'Aaron Fox and Chris Paul and the rest of their collection of young stars.
Steven Castle, Devin Vassell.
No, I know. Before the Lakers. Oh, man. I don't know. I. Great question. LeBron and Luka, what the hell's that going to... Do you think they're going to be able to pull it together enough to make a run this year?
No. Unless there's another move coming.
Like,
I mean,
we figure it out.
We still have a few days before the trade deadline in the NBA.
Because once somebody...
I wondered if LeBron was getting traded. I mean, they said that he's not.
Yeah, I saw a story basically saying that LeBron has a no-trade clause in his two-year contract, and he has no intention of...
Right.
You know...
I'd want to play with Luka, too, provided he's healthy and in shape. The Lakers got worse,
though.
That's a
big provided.
The Lakers got worse, though, after this trade. They have no rebounding. They don't play any defense. LeBron and Luka are two of the worst defenders in the league.
Exactly. So who's going to be the rim protector?
No idea, unless there's another move coming this week, which I would assume that there would be.
Right, which is why I still don't... By the way, I appreciate you throwing the Spurs in this one. I have no earthly idea. I'll just call it an overreaction and be done with it. You know, But
the Spurs now one of the most exciting... Two young players in the league.
I know, and I understand that Mavericks fans are upset that Luka got sent to Los Angeles. And we'll talk more about it on the flagship show. But if you're saying that Luka's shooting or his the one thing the Mavericks are definitely losing is a ticket draw. That's for sure. Okay?
They gave up 91 points in the first half on Sunday
post
this trade.
So I understand that, but... Don't you think that some of what's lost from Luka's shooting ability and playmaking ability can still be made up by Kyrie in the same way that who is making up for Anthony Davis's
being an all-world defender when he's out there? Yeah.
And everybody keeps saying, you know, well, they got some broken down 32, soon to be 32-year-old guy who hardly plays like he's some slappy.
Have we forgotten how
great Anthony Davis
is? He's been awesome this year.
Get out of here.
Yeah, he's been awesome.
So I understand everybody thinks the Mavericks are waving the white flag because they only got one first rounder back. Now, that's the whole thing.
Now, that's what I don't understand.
What they got back for Luka is just insane.
Insane.
Right?
Insane.
And it's not like Anthony Davis is playing for the league minimum either. You know what I mean? It's not like they just sent Luka away for a bag of balls.
Yeah, Anthony Davis has played 42 out of 47 games this year. He's been very durable this season.
Jeez.
I couldn't believe it. Like, the fact that Shams had to tweet a follow-up that, yes, this is real, just everyone assumed he got hacked.
I know. Because it never happens.
It's 12:30 Eastern on a Saturday
there
night.
There is no, and we'll talk about it more on the flagship and wrap up this show in a sec, that there is no football equivalent. The football equivalent, like, who's 6 years older than a guy that's,
I don't know who the Luka equivalent is in the NFL, and I don't know who the Anthony Davis equivalent is. You know, I know Schefter put out there, this is like that. Lamar and Joe Burrow being traded for each other. They're not in the same, they're the same age, you know what I mean?
Andrew Siciliano had a really good one. It's like Lamar, Josh Allen being traded for Matthew Stafford.
Stafford's much older, though. Like, this is the...
I don't know.
Stafford's not 6 years older than Allen.
He's like 7 or 8, right, I guess. I mean, yeah, I don't know. It was, I spent all weekend trying to think of an NFL equivalent, and
but
I couldn't.
But it's quarterbacks, like Luka and
quarterbacks.
Anthony, but yeah, Anthony
it's
Davis plays a different position.
So maybe somebody from Miles Garrett or something?
Maybe. I don't know. There is no equivalent. It's insane.
Like Lamar for Miles Garrett? Because like insane. The Lakers and Mavericks are kind of interconference rivals.
You know, it is just to wrap it. It's like this trade, Luka for Anthony Davis, is like the Alonzo morning gif of you shake your head like, and then you, well, I can see it.
All right, I can see it.
I don't understand what they're doing, but I can see it.
I mean, unless Dallas is just so unhappy with Luka, conditioning, injuries, behind the scenes stuff that we just don't know about. I don't know, man. I couldn't believe it. I'm still stunned. I know Windhorst called it like the most shocking trade in NBA history on Saturday night. I can't say that he's wrong. It's unbelievable. Unprecedented.
Let's wrap this up, bud. What do you got?
All right, so for some stuff, just looking back at week 12, I thought was kind of interesting. There was three good ones. I had the Eagles are the best team in the NFL, and Saquon will be first non-QB MVP.
Dude, that's not too bad.
Kind of nailed that
You're
one.
You're not too far off. Now, this was after the Rams game, right? That was right after the Rams
game. Yeah, so this week 12 was right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
so,
right. Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
And then two really bad ones. Cowboys making the playoffs. Commanders are missing it.
When was that? That was week 12?
Yeah, that was week 12.
Oh, because the Cowboys were making a nice run. They just beaten the Commanders to start a little bit potentially of, hey, you never know.
Yeah, to hey, you never know. And I'm like, oh, let's just spice it up a little bit. You know, maybe Cowboys can go on a run.
And then they didn't.
And Washington would hit a skid. The exact opposite happened.
I don't think Washington lost after that until
the NFC Championship.
The NFC Championship game.
Yeah.
That's how wrong you were.
Jeez. So that's fun. Wow. And then Sam Darnold will have the Vikings in the NFC Championship game. That was the other one. Because they were back on track and really balling. So
the final 2 weeks of that season.
Kind of a bummer. He really had a great, nice season.
But at least Vikings fans, the trapdoor didn't open up after week 5. Everybody thought, right. Hey, 5-0, here comes 5-12. You know?
Yeah, because when it was 5-2, it was like, uh-oh.
I know.
Yeah, uh-oh.
I know. So at least
it's fun.
You loved a little bit more before you lost.
Yep.
All right. Susie Schuster and Amy Trask with What the Football. Check that out. That's going to come out later today because the whole crew is heading off to New Orleans for the Super Bowl after Tuesday's show. Their guest is Brent Musburger.
Hey, Musburger, you are looking live.
So it'll be fun talking Super Bowl 59 with a guy who was once upon a time sitting poolside and heard a guarantee at Super Bowl III.
Wow.
So there's that. 56 years ago.
Wow.
Yep. So lots to talk about with Brent.
Love it.
And then Wednesday's No Contest Wrestling, O'Shea Jackson Jr., along with TJ Jefferson. They were at Royal Rumble. Roman Reigns sat down with them. Paul Heyman sat down with them together.
So cool.
So there's tons of stuff for you to look forward to through the Rich Eisen Podcast Network for the rest of the week. For Chris, I am Rich. We are off to New Orleans again on after Tuesday's show. Yep. Our guest on Wednesday, one of our guests is Myles Garrett.
Oh, hey now, look at that.
We'll stop by our set in New Orleans.
Wow.
Scheduled to appear.
Scheduled. We'll see.
Hopefully he doesn't demand a trade from our roster. All right. For Chris, I'm Rich. See you later. That's Overreaction Monday. See you from New Orleans.
Wealth building expert Candy Valentino paves the path to success.
I'm sorry, you're a human with a heart and lungs. There's no price tag that you can put on a service that you offer. And everyone that I know, every entrepreneur, they all have one common goal. You want to strive to be like the Ritz-Carlton of your industry. Do the work, take the time to really understand and master these things. It's really essential to your path for success.
The Candy Valentino Show. Time to invest in your future. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.